This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. A massive storm across much of the nation is fouling up Americans' holiday travel plans. Freezing cold, snow, wind, rain, power failures. The AP's Mike Kempen.
Travelers across much of the eastern U.S. are bracing for one of the most treacherous Christmas weekends in decades. Forecasters are warning of a bomb cyclone developing near the Great Lakes, which meteorologists say will increase winds and create blizzard conditions. AAA spokeswoman Aixa Diaz says despite the gloomy forecast, many people will be reluctant to change their plans.
People are still going to go on their trip. They may have to just adjust the timing.
But Diaz says traveling on Friday is not a good idea. I'm Mike Hempen.
Three dead, three others wounded in Paris, where a gunman targeted a Kurdish cultural center this morning. The suspect's under arrest and wounded. No word yet on why all of this happened. It should be a clarion call to all Americans to guard our democracy. That's what outgoing House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says about the House January 6th Committee final report released last night.
The House January 6th Committee's final report asserts that Donald Trump criminally engaged in a multi-part conspiracy to overturn the lawful results of the 2020 presidential election and failed to act to stop his supporters from attacking the Capitol. There were more than 1,000 witnesses, ranging from many of Trump's closest aides to law enforcement to some of the rioters themselves. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Former President Trump slams the report as partisan. The Kremlin, looking ahead, says the war in Ukraine would end at the negotiating table once Russia achieves its goals there. The Taliban, defending a decision to ban women from universities, says it had to prevent the mixing of genders. This is AP News. A request from Brittany Griner to help another American.
WNBA star and former Russian prisoner Brittany Griner is asking supporters to advocate for another American who's still being held in Russia. In a social media post, Griner says advocacy for her release and letters of support made a big impact, and she's asking supporters to do the same for former U.S. Marine Paul Whelan, who's serving a 16-year prison term in Russia for espionage charges the United States says are baseless. Whelan was arrested 4 years ago. The U.S. had attempted to secure the release of both Griner and Whelan, but Russia agreed to swap only Griner for convicted arms dealer Victor Boot. Griner writes, "I hope you'll join me in writing to Paul Whelan and continuing to advocate for other Americans to be rescued and returned to their families." I'm Donna Warder.
I'm Rita Foley, AP News.